I love a good party, don't you? When there's food and friends and dancing and music, I absolutely love it. And the people in Jesus' time also really loved a good party. When somebody got married, they loved it so much, they would have a party that would go on for days and days, could even go on for a whole week. Just imagine that for a moment, an entire week of party. Looking at some of our young people that were out late last night for just one night, just imagine how we'd all be looking after an entire week of party. And the bridegroom, the man who was getting married, was supposed to provide food and drink for everyone who turned up for a whole week. And that was a really serious thing. If you couldn't provide enough food and drink for everyone to celebrate, it was mega embarrassing. In those days, bridegrooms sometimes even got taken to court if they couldn't provide for the party. It was a really serious thing. So just imagine for a moment how that poor bridegroom felt when his friend, who was like the party master, came to him and said, "You remember all that wine we picked up at Asda? They've had it all. And those couple of boxes that we brought back from Calais, and your mum's drinking sherry, it's gone, the whole lot." What was he going to do? He was going to look an absolute prune in front of all of his friends, in front of all of his family, in front of his new wife, and worst of all, in front of his new mother-in-law. He was going to look an absolute wally. The day had turned into a complete disaster. And he was probably standing there thinking, "Ground, please swallow me up, because this is just dreadful. This is the last thing I wanted to happen on this day." And then Jesus came along and he asked for some stone jars and some grubby water, and something marvellous happened. And the party master said, "Where have you been hiding this stuff? This wine is amazing." And I hope the bridegroom got it. And I hope all the party guests got it. Because Jesus wasn't just saving them a trip to the shops. He wasn't just saving the groom from the embarrassment of telling everyone that he'd run out of wine and they were just going to have to drink water or orange juice for the rest of the week. He was showing them something far more important than that. When Jesus turns up, things get transformed. People get changed. Situations get changed. Grubby water gets turned into the finest wine. Jesus transforms things. Yeah, people try all sorts of different things to transform themselves, don't they? Some people try to change how they look because they think it will transform their lives. Some people think that if they wear the right clothes, it will somehow transform their lives. Or if they make the right friends, or if they get the right job, or if they pass the right exams, that somehow their life will be totally different. And those things don't work. It's not that there's anything wrong with any of them. It's like transforming water into weak orange squash. They won't transform your life. And if you watch the adverts on TV, they're full of things that promise to transform you. If you splash this stuff on your hair, it will turn you into a supermodel. Or if you drink this fizzy drink, it will make you sporty and hench. Or if you wear this deodorant, the girls will throw themselves at your feet. And it doesn't work. And when it doesn't work, they won't give you your money back, I'm told. Those things will not transform your life. There is only one person that can do that, and that's Jesus. And I said I was going to give you an opportunity to tell us in a few seconds, if there's anybody here that feels brave and would like to, would anybody feel able to share a time or a situation when Jesus has changed you, when the presence of God in your life or in a situation you've been in has transformed you or that situation? It might be a huge thing. It might be something that seems relatively small. We went with the youth group yesterday to Soul Survivor in St Albans, where we had a big celebration. And during the course of that celebration, there was a man interviewed at the front who had basically been a gangster. He'd been part of a gang in inner London. He'd been involved in all sorts of crime. He'd been involved in all sorts of violence. And he had quite a dramatic encounter with Jesus that absolutely turned his life around for 180 degrees. And he now works for a Christian charity that is basically telling other people how their lives can be changed by Jesus. That's a really dramatic story. Your story is equally dramatic. May not sound it to you, but to somebody else here, it might be just what they need to hear. Anybody feeling brave? Thank you.